The relationship question for today is, what does independence in a relationship look like, and why is it crucial for a healthy partnership? So I think independence for me looks like when you are two people in the pod and you're now known as one singular person. I think views, values and kind of like opinions can be transferred really easily. And if you're spending so much time with somebody all of the time, you only see things one way. And then you can form this bubble, which can be really, really good to some degree. But there's also some negative contributions towards that. So if you spend so much time with some person, you get attached to doing everything with them. It can just become quite insulating. No friends, no family, your values and questions become the same. You're just watching the same thing on TV. There's nothing unique. And then after a while, I feel like conversation starts to go down. You don't have anything new to talk about. If I come home and I'm like, oh yeah, you give a shit about my goal, but like come home and I'm like, I shot 50 for the first 9 holes and I went to shit afterwards. You wouldn't have known that. Like, if you would have come to golf with me and did everything with me, You'd have known that. So you couldn't have had that conversation. And those conversations spark other conversations about, oh, so how are you feeling about that? Oh yeah, well, like, what did you do afterwards? You know, there's always those, which is, I guess, general ramblings of a relationship that need to happen. The curiosity is still there. I feel like togetherness is important, but having some the individual space, because before the relationship, before you was you and we were here with the dogs, I was me and you were you.
I agree. I think that when you get into the habit of just spending all of your time together, you lose that sense of individuality. And I think obviously it's important to have similarities, but it's also the differences, the unique differences between, like, let's say you and me, that to learn about each other in the first place. And if everything is the same, then there's nothing new to learn. And I think when there's nothing new to learn about your partner, it just kind of goes into a standstill. There's nothing new there. It gets what's the word that I'm looking for?
You'd be dating yourself then.
Yeah, you'd date yourself.
If I was doing everything I wanted to do and doing everything that I was used to do, and you were just coming along with it, you'd have had to, you were over here, I was over here, and you'd have had to sacrifice whatever's over here to do everything over here. And I feel like a lot of people do that. They kind of get pushed back, and there's a lot of people that get pushed back as well. And the amount of people that I speak about golf. And then, you know, we were in the car the other day in Kenya with one of our clients, and he was like, oh, you know, I've got a friend who his missus banned him from going to golf because she didn't get to go out or something. Now she has to stay in. It's like, what type of like lifestyle is that? I understand there's probably roles and responsibilities that someone needs to take care of, but at some point, how is someone else deconstructing your independence? I find that very bizarre.
Yeah, I think that it can also lead to a lot of resentment, because if you are expecting somebody to always have to be with you, and if you can't have your independence and they can't have their independence either, then it just feels like you're trapped. I mean, I know it was for me at some point when I was really insecure in my relationships, I used to think that having independence in a relationship was a bad thing because I needed to constantly feel validated by my partner by having them want to spend time with me and do everything with me. What I realized is that when you are non-stop spending time with someone and stopping them from being able to have, you know, their own life, it ruins the spark in the relationship as well, because you start to almost feel like, in that specific kind of scenario, almost like an obligation to be with someone and not to have your own life.
What signs and symptoms did you like kind of not see, but like see yourself doing? Was it the kind of thing where you're like, oh, why are they not spending time with me? Or was it, how, why are you going out on a Friday night and I'm not?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me it was like, oh, if somebody wanted to go and do something on their own, I'd be like, oh, it's because they'd rather do this thing than spend time with me. But I think what I realized is that someone can still really love spending time with you and also love spending time with other people as well, and them spending time with other people doesn't take away from how they feel about me. So I think that was the key thing. The thing was that I didn't trust that the way that they felt about me, because I didn't believe that I was worthy of having somebody feel that way about me. So even if they did feel that way,
I didn't believe it.
Yes, yeah, I just always saw them wanting to go out with their friends as a threat to the relationship, that something was wrong in the relationship because they didn't want to spend time with me. But obviously I know that's not true now, and I think I realized how much I changed, especially after I entered this relationship, and how much I wanted to maintain doing all of the things that I built for myself when I was on my own. And I think that's been amazing.
I think it's challenging though, isn't it? Because I think as soon as you get it, the honeymoon phase is all about just jumping into something full bang wallop 100%. Like, once you're in it, you've made a decision. Like, I think there's obviously like a bit of like feeling out process in the dating thing, and then as soon as you like flip that switch and it's like, now we're doing this, like we had, like, no we're in this now, then I think that honeymoon to jumped in just puts you in a situation where the excitement, enthrallment, the extra nights that you probably wouldn't normally go and see somebody, a Thursday night, a Tuesday night, they're starting to like creep in now. And then the things that you had on a Tuesday or Thursday, or that dinner that you didn't really, you would have gone to if you were single or going on your own, start, or like that friend that you normally reach out to on a Thursday night that you now are replacing with the new partner, those start getting lost. And then it's almost like, I feel like everyone goes down a path, everyone has to. Like, we've had the multiple conversations, right? It's like, okay, you doing the things that you need to do, am I doing the things I need to do? And then you pull yourself back out. But I don't think everybody does that. They go down the honeymoon and then that stays down there, and then because they stay there for so long, it becomes habit, it becomes routine, it becomes an expectation. And as soon as then someone wants to get their small independence back, it's a bigger deal than it used to be. Or because they've had so many years of it being the same thing, that change becomes, why do you not want to do the thing that you've done for the last year or two? What's changed? What's new? Why?
Yeah, that's very true. If somebody's already ended up in that place where they've almost gone too far, and then they realize, like, I need to get some of my life back, I think it really depends on what kind of relationship that you're in, because a lot of these sort of issues can be addressed by communicating openly and saying, hey, I know we've been, you know, doing this for the past year, but I actually realized that I don't do half of the stuff that used to make me happy anymore. Again, it's not because I don't want to spend time with you, but it's because I want to spend more time with me so I can reconnect with me again. And if you have a partner who's understanding, then obviously they'll be on board and supportive, and maybe even inspired to start doing their own stuff. If you don't have a partner who's understanding, then I'm not sure what I would say. Maybe it's about reevaluating the relationship.
And then definitely, like, situations in where the understanding, like having your independence, is totally dependent on your responsibilities that you have and grasp, right? So mums who are just given birth and need my independence, so here's the baby for 7 days, but they can get a small bite of it somewhere along the way. Like, when we work with our clients, it's like, you got a baby, yet you're 9 months postpartum, I understand that you've got all of these responsibilities to do, but what can we gauge back? How can we get 10 minutes, 20 minutes back? When can hubby, outside of the feeding, because obviously you can't suck on some many titties, is like, you can just palm the baby off to daddy for 20 minutes and then you can have your 20 minutes when there's no other expectations. That's like a small micro commitment that you can make. Above that, it's all dependent on your, like, the way that you structured it there. I just don't see most people coming at kind of conversation. And that's, I guess, the benefits of how we do things and why you're great at that. It's like, you structure that conversation in a way where it's communicated very clearly what you need, why you need it, and how you want it. And then I can just go, well, that makes sense. I'm stupid. Like, I'm a guy who's like, so it does make sense that you want time on your own. It makes sense that you don't want to be, you know, moody and not have energy. So what, Thursday? Okay, fine. You know, like, literally. But if the conversation goes through the point of, why don't I get any time on my own, or why can't I just do this? There's no sit down, it's sort of fly in the wall, passing comments or something like that. It's like, I never really get to spend time with her anymore. And then that's it. It's not useful enough. I think both sides of the coin, as we spoke about, it's like how you communicate and who interprets it. It's a 50-50 game. So how would you approach that? Being someone that has been through that, what is the steps that you would need to decipher for yourself, and you're trying to break away from being, for example, what are you doing? How are you saying it?
How to break away from being codependent?
No, like the dependency and like the people, you know. So how would you script it, how would you voice it, and what is the communication that you would use to a partner to get what you need?
Well, I think the most important thing that you want to get across when you're communicating it to someone else is that it's not about them, because it can get easy to become so overwhelmed by the lack of independence that you might just want to like explode at someone and say, like, we never spend time apart, it's driving me crazy. Then that person might feel like it's a them problem, but there's two people that are responsible for that, like nobody's forcing you to spend time. So I think if you take responsibility for your need and you say, this is something that I need for myself because I want to be happy, versus this is something that I need to get away from, I don't know, this relationship is suffocating me or whatever, then it's more likely that you're going to be able to maintain the relationship, maintain that person's feelings, and actually get the support you want from taking the step. Is that answering the question?
100%.
Yeah.
It is because you, as soon as you start saying words like suffocation or I can't do this anymore, or it's become really difficult, you know, we're always doing things together. Either it's nagging or it's pinpointing something that they're doing together that is the source of the pain. As a guy, I'm like, I feel attacked, or I might feel like, oh, it's my responsibility, I'm sorry, but initially I'll feel like it's my fault that you haven't got your independence, and then I could go back in it how I am now, but like I go back, well, that's your problem, you know. You should be able to take your own time. You know, you should be able to tell me when you need time to get, no, it's not my fucking problem, you want to spend time, come to me, we golf to do whatever. For identifying that it's something that you need without there being blame attached. And also the other person not feeling like it's also their fault too. It's going to be really important.
Yeah, I think having that in mind when you're thinking about what you're going to say is really important. Yeah, you need to identify what it is you actually need, why you need it, or what you want it to look like, so that it's very clear.
I think most people need it, as well as from what to bring back or what to get back. I think you just have to think about the things that you used to do before the relationship.
Yeah.
If you were happy with how, yeah. Because most people, you know, we joke or talk a lot about like how women go through a breakup, they then go through their like one person phase. I'm, you know, boss bitch, I'm getting my boss bitch chakra back, I'm spending time working on myself, right? And then they work on themselves and they feel amazing, and they go back into a relationship, and then they still got problems to solve in a relationship. The things that you were doing before were working really well as a single person. And you have to kind of pick and choose, because you can't do everything as a single Pringle when you've
in a relationship.
Because you just don't have the time or the ability to divide resources around. We first got together, you know, I was playing a bit of golf, and then, you know, something like other things were like going away. I was doing more socializing when we first met, weren't we? Drinking lots of champagne. Then over time I put back golf in, I put more training back in, and now there's like a juggle between, and there's still ins and outs of things, but and you still forget sometimes, or work get too busy, but there's always an active push to put my times in the diary for myself. And when I forget that or have an issue or feel crap, first thing I do is go back to the drawing board. Okay, what haven't I done in the last 3 to 5 days? And it normally comes down to golf, time off, get out of the house, or spend time with you. They're the four things. And probably not good as well.
Too many tubs of Halo Top ice cream.
Yeah, or Magnum. In terms of the element of independence and creating the alternative of codependence, when do you think like too much independence is too much?
I once spoke to a coach about this. I don't know if it's like a theory or whatever, but there's basically things that you do on your own, things that your partner does on their own, and things that you do together. If there's only things that you do on your own and not any things that you do with your partner, then I'd say that you're probably going too far in one direction. But it's also like, if you literally feel like you have to keep your entire life separate from your relationship, like all of your friends have nothing to do with your partner, you don't introduce your partner to your family, you don't really bring your partner into anything at work, you don't invite them to participate in any of your hobbies, like, I think that's probably, you're not sharing much of your life with that person apart from just keeping them in one separate corner, whereas I think there is a fine balance between including your partner into most aspects of your life, depending on how far into the relationship you are, you know, making sure that you're not just completely excluding them from all of the other parts that make up like who you are. But I think aside from like being independent in terms of like doing your own things, I think being too independent is like this I don't need anyone kind of mindset. You kind of try and do everything on your own as opposed to leaning in on to your partner for support. So there's no like, there's a lack of vulnerability or safety in that relationship. And I think that becomes a problem as well.
Yeah, because I think if the only things that you're around is for like time spent, there's no like intimacy is massive, and then shared experiences are massive, but also like shared misery is also massive. Like,
yeah.
there's some research recently that said like the happiest couples or the longest couples or something like that had gone through struggles together. And that you can't do that if you're trying to play your own game in one part and then someone else plays their own game on the other day. It becomes very, very difficult to, I guess, feel connected when I've been in relationships before where it's like they would do everything all the time over there and it felt like there was an almost an invisible wall and then you got your allotted time. And that can work for some people because some of them, like, you might be like, oh, well, I'm super busy anyway, so I don't need that allotted time. But eventually you want more and you want more development and growth and spend more time and have deeper conversations. But if everything is like I'm going over there and I'm doing everything, there's always a disconnect.
There's a reason why billionaire business owners have most good through divorces, simply because I imagine, because I know, but a lot of people to get to that level have to spend a lot of time doing one particular thing. I also feel like that probably in lots of clients that I've worked with, there's always like this disconnect between relationships, food issues, and being unhappy with the way that you look. Generally comes from like three or four different areas. One is a relationship, another one's trauma, the other one is lack of education, and the other one is, you know, not knowing and not seeing a problem in those areas. And a lot of people speak about how it boils down to sometimes they get home into an empty house and their husband's at work or wiped out doing night shifts and they're alone and not doing anything and not spending time together. And that then transcends into how they feel, what they eat, how they look, how they think about themselves. Because they're almost living in silo in a family home, especially if they've got kids. There's a division of responsibility that becomes harder. They've got 80% of the work and nothing to show for it from before the kids were born. There was just those two people and it was just a relationship. And now they have nothing, that very, very minimal connection to Missy and anything like that. And that becomes very testing.
So what would you say to people to start stepping away from that, creating more intimacy?
What's this? To create more so?
More intimacy, less disconnections. When you have that many responsibilities.
I think it's like everything, there has to be a value associated to it and a benefit. And I think to start the process, you know, if let's say, for example, if we were in a position where we hadn't been to see a long time, we weren't doing anything, I hadn't seen you, had spent any time together, and we just like one day loved each other on the sofa, I was like, fuck, we need to change this. And it was mutual. And I think that's also
needs to
be mutual. If someone doesn't want to spend time with you, like, that's a tough nut to crack. And that's communication. It's like, hey, if we're avoiding us having some time together, like, what's particular about that? Not in resentment or something like that, when you have a conversation about it. But I think the easiest way to do it is to mutually agree on one action that you can do to start the war roll. That, you know, you can get to grab 20 minutes for a coffee. Or you can grab breakfast together. Or you can have 5 minutes in bed before you get out to do everything to canoodle. Or you can spend 15 minutes when you put the kids to bed, for example, and do that focus block without a phone, without TV, without distractions. Use some preordained questions. The life dinner stuff that we'll probably do episodes about has been a game changer for us to formalize our conversations to get the outcome that we both need. Which structured direction? It's like guided yoga. But sometimes, if you don't just do yoga by yourself, you're like, oh, fucking good, I don't anyway. But if you have guided yoga, then you're in a much better position to take instruction and go around the guided path, the right path. So when you have like guided questions, it's like, what are we missing right now within our relationship to provide more intimacy? So a question to ask. But once you get the right question, as opposed to, how do you feel about us? Are you okay? And then do you remember? Yeah, fine. That thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine. In the back of his mind, he's like, are you fucking British? You haven't done the dishes or us? Whatever it is, there'll always be something behind. But since we actually increased our question repertoire, I feel like ability to communicate and expand has become much better, because you can't pass off a question that's really thoughtful and thought-provoking. You can pass off a, hey, how you do it?
Generic.
Yeah, you can.
Be more specific.
You can pass off a, so it's like, are we all right? You're like, are you okay? It's like, yeah. I am. It's like, I've got to be one and I've got to do A, B, C, and D. So if I answer the other way, it's going to be a long last question. It's going to be a long last thing. And I don't want to get into it right now because I've got this, and this to do. Whereas if you take a time, pick a place, specific time, you got some time, then you ask the right question, you have to solve the problem. Good questions get good answers, shit questions get shit answers.
Agree. green. I feel like we've gone from one opposite end of the spectrum to the other one, which is where people need independence, and the other, which is where people need connection. But I think it's really about finding a balance, and I think that everybody's balance looks different, because if you've got two like high-flying executives that are in a relationship with each other, their level of balance probably looks very different to, let's say, maybe two people that are just working a 9-to-5 job. I think the most important thing is to have the ability to self-reflect on the situation that you're in, and to be able to have conversations with your partner about what feels right for you in where you are, if that makes sense. But both are still equally as important as each other, aren't they? You need to have independence, and you need to be intentional about how you connect and what you do share with each other.
Sure.